Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, fans of Creative Assembly, Total War, and video games generally. My name is Dominic Perry. I am the host of the History of Egypt podcast, which for the past 10 years and counting has been chronicling a history of the Nile Valley, from 3000 BCE and the emergence of their kingdom, all the way to the death of Cleopatra. Over the past decade, I have explored tales of the pharaohs, their gods, and their society in great, even agonizing detail. I am approximately halfway through the chronological history, and we have a long way to go, but it is an exciting journey, uncovering the wonderful tales and secrets of this ancient land. When I heard that Creative Assembly was about to release Total War Pharaoh, my heart skipped a beat. Growing up, I was immersed in strategy games from an early age, beginning with Age of Empires 1 and 2, Civilization 3, and of course, Total War. Ever since I first played Shogun Total War on a public display computer in an electronics store, I have been hooked by the visceral real-time battles and the grand strategic campaigns. I lost more hours than I care to admit to the original versions of Rome Total War and Medieval 2. And since then, I have visited every single entry in the series to one degree or another. Of course, as a historian, my heart tends to lie with the historical titles, but I certainly did not ignore the Warhammer games, and in a special episode, I took the opportunity to explore the history of Nehekara and the rise of the Tomb Kings. You can find a link to that in the episode description. Suffice to say, me and Total War go way back, and for the past 20 years, I have spent countless hours building empires and crushing my enemies. As you can imagine from my chosen field of expertise, I have always hoped for a game set in ancient Egypt. Now, by the blessings of the creators, either the gods or the assembly, we have it. And as soon as I heard about it, I reached out to Creative Assembly to arrange these episodes. What you are about to hear is not a review of Total War Pharaoh. Instead, it is a series of sponsored episodes, which I have planned in coordination with Creative Assembly. I want to introduce the game's factions and cultures to you, and give a greater sense of their place in history and their mighty deeds. My goal is quite simple. Over the past couple of decades, I have spent many, many hours immersed in strategy war games. Some of my fondest memories come from playing games like Rome Total War and listening to podcasts about the specific time periods. My all-time favorite memory is playing Rome Total War while listening to Mike Duncan's The History of Rome. It was captivating to reenact the battles and slowly build the Roman Republic according to its historical paths. Now, I would like to do something similar for fans of ancient Egypt. Total War Pharaoh places you in a very specific time and part of ancient world history. Around 1200 BCE, many cultures of the ancient world were beset by calamity. Abundant historical records testify to wars, conflict, and devastation throughout Egypt, Hatti, and the Near East. The great empires, once mighty, started to crumble in the face of climate change, economic collapse, and external threats. And across Egypt, Canaan, Syria, and Anatolia, archaeologists and historians can piece together a picture of widespread devastation. This is the world of the Late Bronze Age Collapse. With the following episodes, I would like to introduce you to the faction leaders that rule their various territories as the game begins. We start with Merneptah, the great pharaoh, whose rule is aging, but who still commands great respect in the Nile Valley. Then, we pick up with the faction leaders themselves, Rameses, Amenmesse, Seti II, and Tawusret in Egypt, Bai and Irsu in Canaan and Syria, and Korunta and Supaluliuma in Anatolia, the kingdom of Hatti. Over the following weeks, I would like to introduce you to each of these leaders in turn, to share tales and stories that are left in their historical monuments, and to give you a greater context for their deeds and how you may approach the battlefield. Once again, these episodes are not a review of Total War Pharaoh. Although they are sponsored by Creative Assembly, they are my own initiative in historical storytelling. They are simply designed to add more historical context, and maybe enhance your playing. I hope you enjoy both them and the game. Now then, let us begin our journey through the Late Bronze Age collapse, the time of great pharaohs, great kings, fearsome raiders, and devastating threats. This is a world of total war.
As a long-time foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.